welcome to an audio special edition episode of the Soda Pop Podcast. My name is Lainey.
I'm Mark.
And we are honored today to have Chef Tony Canazza with us. He owns the 120-year-old family-run El Babor Galilee Mill in Nazareth, Israel, in which the packaging and milling process is carried by hand. Both him and the mill have been featured in several newspapers and magazines, including the New York Times and many international cooking channels, including the French cooking channel, as well as the cooking channel itself. So, Mark?
So, Chef Canazza just finished a demo in which we actually live streamed on the School of the Arts Facebook page. So feel free to go and check it out.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to begin with some questions. Did you feel any pressure to continue the family business?
A family business, it's not easy to manage it. And all the time we are facing a lot of problems with family businesses. The economic situation in the Middle East and all the changes that happened all the time. Everything, it's not fixed. So it's all the time treating the family businesses, and it's not easy to keep going with family business in Middle East. So, but if you want to continue, you should give a lot of energy to keep this business going on.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about the history of the El Babor Mills and kind of how it got its name?
El Babor, the Galilee Mill El Babor, it's a family business that started before 120 years ago. It was established by my grandfather, George Rockenazer, and he established that before 120 years after the German family left this building. Before my family, there were a German family that managed this business. They left the business and my grandfather started before 120 years. And after that, my father continued this business. And today, me and my brother manage the place, the same place. And the fourth generation started to come and to help us. What you asked me also about,
how did it get its name?
The name of the Galilee Mill El Babor, we are the official name of El Babor, the Galilee Mill. But El Babor, it's like the nickname that the people gave it us. When my grandfather imported his machine from Germany, this machine was connected to steam engine. And steam engine, in English, vapor engine. Mm-hmm. So there are people in the Galilee and Nazareth, and El Babor was serving 70 villages around Nazareth. So the Arab people took the word vapor from English and Latin languages, and they turned it step by step to be El Babor, because in Arabic we don't have letter V, and we don't have letter B. So instead to say El Babor, they say El Babor. It's easier to spell, and today it's the name of us, El Babor, more famous than the Galilee Mill.
That's
cool.
Really interesting.
That's really cool. So what would you like for those outside of Israel and Nazareth to know about the business of the mill?
First of all, I appreciate my grandfather and my father, these two people who work very hard, and because of them I am now here in Alabama, in USA, and I'm telling about my business. And all the time I'm telling my visitors, I have two photos above me when I in my cashier where I meeting all the people in the shop. And at the end of the day, I'm looking to their photos and I say, are you satisfied of me? If I make good job? So the question that you're asking me, what I want to tell the people about the family business, about it, I want to let the people know El Babor, because there is two people who work very hard, and I want to tell the world about my family business. It's for me, it's not just a business, it's an honor to honor these people who work very hard. So I want to tell about my grandfather and my father and their business, that they work very hard to do it, and because of them I am now here, and I want to give them as something as a gift that I am taking care of my family business. It's very important to me to continue this business, because this is the honor of the family, and it's telling about Nazareth and Galilee. So I'm trying to tell all over the world about my family business.
So, what do you think that the culinary arts means to you?
Do you know, it's not just culinary art. Everything, I am a person of art. I am drawing, I am sculpturing, I am cooking, I am taking photos, and I am gardener. So I love all the kind of art. And I think it's very, all the culture all over the world, the food and culinary, it takes a lot of time all over the world. It took us a lot of time to prepare our food and to gather around the table. So it's very important section in our life, but we don't feel it. But every day we have to take breakfast and dinner and supper. So all of us all over the world, we are interested in food. So culinary, it's very important section in our life. Mm-hmm. And food, one of the most important thing that supply us by energy to make different things, to think, to eat, to make sport. So I think culinary art, it's very important in our life. And you can feel it all over the world, how much the people today, a lot of cooking book, a lot of class for how to prepare food. And people start to be interested more and more for spices. And I am a spice shop. I am very interested in food. And it's make me, when I prepare my food, I feel like I'm drawing a masterpiece with all these color that I was using during preparing my food. A red paprika and yellow turmeric and the green spices and the black and the white. It's amazing. And I know that every day in my shop, I'm looking to the colors, and I'm really thanking God about this color that He gave us. It's amazing gift. Mm-hmm. So I think the culinary arts, it's very important in our life. We use it every day and every moment.
Yes, we do.
So how do you think that, you know, being a person in the culinary arts, how do you think that's helped you turn into the person that you are today?
How it's the culinary influenced my life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's creativity. I believe that when God create this world, He give a lot of energy, and it's to be creative. When you are cooking and when you are preparing the food, it's something that you connected to God. He gave you to use your brain, to use your hand, to use all the sense that we have in our body that God gave us. So the food and the culinary art, it's very important in my life. But I have a lot of things that I consider them very important in my life. It's just not just the food, the spices, and to all the art that I talk about you before, and to be a good believer. This is for me very important.
Okay. And what kind of advice do you have for culinary students?
I think they should be very open to all over the world and don't stuck in one place.
Mm-hmm.
To be with an open mind and to look for everybody, all the nation, all the culture. I think we shouldn't be just looking in straight line. We should be open to everybody, to respect all the culture, to love all the culture, mm-hmm. and to try all the culture food, because everyone's in his corner in this world giving something, and he offers something to us. I travel a lot all over the world, and I know what to see, what's happening in this world, and to search about what's happening in different countries and different cultures. It will make them more rich and more creative for their it's art. It should be creativity inside this. So when they saw a lot, they will be more creative.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are all the questions we have for today. But if you guys would like to know more about El Bobor, or, you know, the spices that they make and sell, you can go to their website. It's elbabourshop.com. That's www.elbabour-shop.com. We can actually post a picture of his business card on our social medias as well, so we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can find his Facebook pages and all of his, you know, phone numbers and everything, and mm-hmm. even his emails as well, so you guys can get in touch with him if you want to, you know, buy some spices or if you want to know more about him as well.
Mm-hmm. And so we would really like to thank Chef Canaza for being here and talking with us. It was really a pleasure. And
thank you very much.
Yes, and make sure to check us out on all of our social media pages. And like we said, we are going to post.
Can I yes. say something? First of all, I want to thank the people in Alabama, the people who encouraged me to come to here. Chazen family and all the friend of Nazareth whom maybe if I am here in Alabama, it's just because of these people, and I want to thank them very much. I'm here 7 days, 1 week, and I cannot digest all the big love that giving me every day. Really, I want to thank everybody here, the people in Alabama, the people who hearing us, and Chazen family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we want to thank you for coming as well. I'm sure I speak with, you know, everybody who's been able to meet you, as well as everybody who was able to watch your demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
earlier today. It's really a pleasure to be able to watch you and be able to listen to you, and for you just to tell us, you know, your story. It's really been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and about that that demonstration, it actually went live, like we said, so go, you know, check that out on the School of the Arts Facebook page, and go check out our social media so you can get you can see that picture, so you can definitely check out Chef Canaza, and also make sure you listen to the rest of our podcasts as well on Podbean and iTunes, and we're ready for this one to go out as well, so make sure you stay tuned so that you can hear that.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, there'll be lots more coming.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.